J.P. Morgan made a mistake backing Thomas Edison. I mean, they all make mistakes. And I always say that you have to guard against the downside, because it can be the greatest deal you've ever seen, and there is a chance that that deal won't work out. Don't let a deal like that take you down if it doesn't work.
Morgan is determined to gain control of the electric industry. And he's going to do it the Morgan way.
If you were on his bad side, or he coveted your company or the technology that your company had, you did not want to be in that position.
Morgan returns to the lessons of his father. He's going to intimidate the competition into submission. He starts his attack by going after Westinghouse and everything he owns, including Tesla's AC electricity patents.
Congratulations, Westinghouse. I hear you won the Niagara Falls contract. I'll be taking you to court for patent infringement over AC designs.
Why would you start a legal case that will cost millions? A case that you will lose?
Because you don't have the resources to fight such a case. And you'll go under.
What is it you want?
You know the answer to that.
My first demonstration is for those amongst you who fear.
Westinghouse has no choice but to give in to Morgan's demands, knowing that the cost of a lawsuit will put him out of business. He's forced to sign over the patents for Tesla's AC electricity. But Morgan doesn't stop with Westinghouse.